Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. Mishachal, if somebody ate v'shachach and he forgot v'loy beirach and he didn't bench. Brichas Hamazon's a mitzvah day raisa and this person forgot the bench. B'shamay Emir B'shamay says Yachzul Mekayim V'yivarech. Meaning, if you forgot the bench, what do you do? Bench. That's the short answer. Here's the question. The question is, do you have to go back to the place that you ate and bench over there, or can you bench wherever you want? So B'shamay says, go back to where you ate, v'yivarech, and that's the place that you're supposed to bench. Beisul says that, no, yivarech b'makom sheniska, you don't have to go back. If you want to bench in the place that you remembered, that's fine. Ad ema sayhu mevarech, how long after a person finishes eating could he bench? Ad kedesh yisakla mazal b'meyev, which literally means until the food inside his stomach has been properly digested. But the way we understand it is pasha, until you're hungry. So as long as you're not hungry, you can ask your local rabbi, but until you're not hungry, at that point there's still an idea a person is able to bench. But machloik is b'shan b'sol, if a person ate and he forgot to bench and now he left, does he have to be matriach? Does he have to go back to where he ate to bench there? Or could you bench wherever you want? Bishamay was machmer, like Bishamay always is, and they said, Yachzulim kaimu v'yivarech, you have to go back and bench. Beisul says, no, you don't have to go back to bench, but rather yivarech b'makom sheniska. Now, first of all, the Mishnah says, Misha shachach, the person forgot, says the Rav Bar Tanura, that's only because the person forgot. And that's why Bisul says, if you don't want to go back, you don't have to go back. It's because you're a shaykik. However, if you would be amazed, if you would purposely, with das and kavona and rotzen, to go ahead and you decided you're not benching in the place that you ate, I'll take it to go. No, that's not okay. So even Bisul only allows you to do it b'dievet because you forgot. But for sure, if this is something that you did like atchilo, it's certainly not something that's going to be okay. Now, if it's machlokes b'sham Bisul, who do we paskin like? It's easy. There's not a lot of suspense. You don't have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like Beisilah. We always paskin like Beisilah. But stating that is very interesting Gemara. In Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells the following story. Hanu Tre Talmidei. There were two Talmidim. Chad Ovad B'Shoygi K'Beishamai. There was a person that he ate. He forgot to bench. It was a shachach. He left the place that he had eaten. And then he realized, oh, I forgot to bench. So he didn't say, I know the halach is like Bisil, let me just be Megal. No, he decided he's going to go back. So he ended up going back to the place that he ate. And when he came back, he found a wallet full of credit cards and money, and it was gewaldig. He suddenly fell into this whole Ashiras. And there was another person that was of it, Mazed Kibesil. He left his place that he ate, Bemazed. And he benched to go, like Beisil, v'achle aryeh. And he didn't have such a happy ending. He was eaten up by a lion. The Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Chana, v'ka'azu b'shay rasa. Rabbi Bar Chana, he was once traveling with a caravan. He was traveling with a whole group of people, a whole chabur of travelers. Achal, they ate. He ate too. V'ishtliv le'barach. How could you say? Rabbi Bar Chana forgot to bench. He forgot the bench. Omar, he chaptzech. He said, what am I supposed to do? Heichi yavet. What? Yeah, minalu in shay levarach. If I'm going to say I forgot the bench, I have to go back. Remember, there's a whole group of people that are waiting for him. So if he says, I'm going to go back, Amru li, Rabbi Chana said, they're going to tell me a firm answer. They're going to say, Baruch kol hecha de mevarchis, because l'rachmona mevarchis. It matters if you bench here, you bench there, mali hocha, mali awesome. You can bench anywhere. Mutav daminalu and show yoyne de dahava. He says, I have a much better idea. I'm going to tell them that I forgot a yoyne de dahava. I'm going to tell them I forgot a golden dove, something very, very expensive. Oh, then they're ready. They're going to let me go back. Amaluhu. So he told him, interuli, please wait for me. Then show yoyne de dahava. Ozel, he went back, ubaruch, and he benched for ashkach yoyne de dahava. And he found the yoyne de dahava. So the Gemara has a postscript to this. Says the Gemara, umayshna yoyne. Why did this whole story happen with a yoyne? The mesili knesses yisrael the yoyne. So the Gemara says, the reason is because Klal Yisrael is compared to a yoyna. D'chsev kanfe yoyna, nechba bakesef, ve'evroisel b'irakrak choroz. And the Gemara explains the mashal. Ma yoyna eni nitzeles ela b'knofel. Just like a yoyna, she protects herself using her wings. Af Yisrael eno nitzoylen ela l'mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael also has wings. What are the wings that Jews have? What allows us to soar? What protects us? It's mitzvahs. And that's why Rabbi Bar Chana went and he thought yoyne de dahava, because he said that's what he forgot. He forgot a yoyne de dahava. He said, I left my wings back there. I want to be mekayim the mitzvah brichas hamazon like a mensch. So that's what I forgot. And v'kachava, he had a yoyne de dahava. And why yoyne de dahava? Because Klal Yisrael is compared to a yoyne. There's a similar Gemara in Masech de Shabbos where the Gemara talks about Elisha bal Knafayim regarding tefillin. That's a whole other story, but it's the same concept. And that is Klal Yisrael is mesilik a yoyne. The one kasha that jumps off the page is that we learned in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos that there was machlokes b'shamay b'sila, how are you supposed to learn Kriyas Shema? B'shamay says that when you read Kriyas Shema at night, it has to be literally b'shachbacha, you have to be lying down. And when you read Kriyas Shema in the morning, you have to be standing. B'sila says, no, b'shachbacha doesn't mean physically lying down. It means at the time that people are lying down. Ufkumech doesn't mean physically standing up. It means at the time that people are standing. And the Gemara says, Rab Tarfin was machmer like Beis Shammai. And when he was machmer like Beis Shammai, he almost died. And when he came back and he reported, instead of getting sympathy from the Chacham, and the Chacham told him, Rab Tarfin, k'day yo yisa locha ba'atzmecha, sh'avayrta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you went connected Beis Hillel. So Rab Tarfin was punished for going connected Beis Hillel, for being machmer like Beis Shammai. Here we have a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, misha shachach, v'loy berach, yachselim kaimer, lo yachselim kaimer. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Yet the Gemara says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was machmer like Beis Shammai. He found a yoyne de dahava, hanu trei talmidi. One of them was Ovid b'shoyge ke Beis Shammai v'ashkach arnaka de dahava. They got tremendously rewarded. So l'chura, Rab Tarfin was machmer like Beis Shammai and he was punished. And in our Gemara were being machmer like Beis Shammai and they got tremendous chayas. So you know who has the skasha? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Mishnayos, in Shnois Elio, in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos, ask this kasha, and the truth is it really goes to a broader question where sometimes you find that hamachmer tovel of bracha, and sometimes you find that if someone is potter from something and he does it, he's a nikra hedid. The Vilna Gaon talks about that over there. Clearly there's two types of chumras. There's chumras where it's okay to be as machmer as you want, fakert, you should be gebenched. And then there are times that when it comes to being machmer, a person has to tread a little bit more carefully. But either way, just fascinating. We're just learning Mishnayos. And you have two Mishnayos. The first parak of Masechtas Brachos and the eighth parak of Masechtas Brachos. That not only do you see a different concept. Truth is, this wasn't in the Mishnah. It was in the Raid. It was in the Gemara. But not only do you see a contradiction in terms of the halacha, but you also see a contradiction just fundamentally as it relates to chumras and specifically as it relates to chumras with regards to being machmer like Beis Shammai. So Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Bolehem Yayin, La'achar HaMazon. Let's say a person ate a meal and he had no wine during the meal. And from learning Masechtas Brachos, it's clear that once upon a time, wine was a critical part of the Suda. But this person didn't have any meal. Didn't have any wine. After the meal, he got a little bit of wine. But the Incha Mela Oisekais, all he has is this cup of wine, which means that if he's going to drink this before he benches, he's not going to be able to bench Alakais. He's not going to have any wine for him to be able to make his Birchas HaMazon. So Bishamay says, Mevarech Al HaYayin, we should make the bracha on wine, if you want, and then afterwards, you could just bench. Basil says, no, you can't do that. What do you mean? You need the wine for benching. So, first you should bench, and then afterwards, you'll make the bracha on the wine. What's the machloikis? Beis Hillel holds that Birchas HaMazon requires a kais. Beis Shammai holds it doesn't require a kais. Very nice thing, but it doesn't require a kais. I mean, that doesn't require a kais. If you want to drink the wine before benching, it's something that you're allowed to do. Another halacha, oinen amen acha yisrael hamavarech. You're allowed to answer amen after a yid that makes a bracha. Okay, that's easy. We'll see what it means in a second. Ve'ein oinen amen acha akuti hamavarech. But you don't say amen after a bracha that's made by a kuti ad sheyishma kol habracha, unless you hear the entire bracha. So number one, who were the kutim? The kutim were people that came from Kuta. They settled in Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Rishon, and they were of questionable geiris. They had converted to Judaism originally. They clearly weren't Jews. They went through some conversion process, and there was a shaila if it was a real conversion or not. And as a result, all their yoytzin chalatzeim, ludairi dairis, were always in of question. There was always controversy. Are they are Jews? Are they not Jews? And it really traced back to the original conversion that happened in the time of bias region, whether it was a real conversion or wasn't a real conversion. But one thing is clear, whether the Kutim were Yidden or not Yidden, there were a lot of mitzvahs that they didn't keep the way Yidden did. And it's for that reason the Mishnah is saying that if you hear a Kuti make a bracha, but you only hear the end of the bracha, don't answer Amen. You have to hear the whole bracha because you have no idea what you're answering Amen to. You might be answering Amen to something you would never answer Amen to in your life. So just be very, very careful before you say Amen. That halach is true for a Kuti. It's not true for a Yid. So oinen Amen acha yisrael hamavarech. You don't have to hear the whole bracha because you can trust the Yid. He's becheskas that he's not saying anything he shouldn't be saying. But when it comes to a Kuti, over there already, you have to be more careful. That concludes the eighth perek of Masechtas Brachos, Hadron Aloch, perek Shmini of Masechtas Brachos.